We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're discussing Tuesday's Champions League slate at DraftKings. We got a six-gamer as usual. There are two matches left at DraftKings, and DraftKings is they're quietly forgetting about Champions League. It's 2 p.m. Eastern. It's about 24, 25 hours before this slate starts. And we have five contests to enter right now. They just posted the prices about an hour ago. Luis, what do you want to say to DraftKings right now?
DraftKings, man, if you don't care about the fantasy sport, we do. I mean, come on.
It's like
maybe it's just a matter of Champions League is as an interleague slate from Tuesday, so it's just, I mean. We can blame anyone. We can keep telling, oh, you know, change price structures, change salaries, reduce the rake. No, none of that is going to work out, I think. So, hey, it is what it is, right? So.
Yeah, I wonder if they're just they're preparing for the World Cup here. You know, they got a few weeks left for the World Cup, so that's all they're thinking about. They can't even think about Champions League right now. Is that it?
I guess so. I don't know. It might be the case, but it feels that it's just a matter of like people keep playing less and less volume, and that's not a World Cup problem. It's just a problem of the strategy, right? So, yeah. I don't know. Talking to a wall here as usual. So,
Yeah, I think we've had some success in Champions League. I think at least in cash games, we've done pretty well this season. But this one, the slate is kind of different than what we've had. So we got PSG as almost 90% chance to win home against Maccabi Haifa. This percentage is roughly the same, probably a little less than what Manchester City was home against Copenhagen, maybe even away to Copenhagen. But Maccabi Haifa has been feisty, I want to say. You know, they're coming off the 2-0 win against Juventus, whereas the other matchups on the slate, Manchester City are at Borussia Dortmund. That matchup was kind of tight in the first meeting, 2-1 for Man City. And then we got AC Milan at Dynamo Zagreb. And then Celtic and Benfica home against Juventus. Celtic are the fourth biggest favorite on this slate. Is this the first time Celtic have been favored in group stages? It must be, right?
I think so, yeah. First time because they're in Shakhtar, they were. I mean, I think they were a slight, like, it was like a even, so I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually like Shakhtar, actually. So maybe my goal is going to be on that place, so we'll see.
We'll see. So PSG, 88% chance to win against Maccabi Haifa. We know about PSG. Do we want to use both Messi and Neymar in cash games, 11.5K, 10.5K. Is that what we're doing here?
I don't know. It feels that you need to be
this needs to be a better answer. This has to be a definitive answer. Yes or no, Luis? Come on, tell me what to do.
Well, I'm going to say no. I mean, right. It's just, this is a problem, right? Like Manchester City doesn't need the points. I mean, they still need some points to finish first, which is still important, Champions League. But they already qualified, so you might see some rotation. But, you know, Manchester City rotation, I mean, Mahrez is already 9,000, so it's just not much salary savings anymore. Manchester PSG, on the other hand, needs the points. But as you mentioned, like Maccabi Haifa has been decent. So, I mean, do I want to pay? I want to have Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe, probably. But if I have to pick two of the three, I mean, like Mbappe now is the cheapest one. And I don't know if is the best way to do Neymar and Messi or doing Mbappe and Neymar now. So, just don't know. World Cup is coming, and these guys might, you know, might pace themselves, right? So, I don't know. I just these salaries are making me crazy. I just don't see much. I mean, if you want to play the three of them, I don't think you can, right? You have to play like a bunch of scraps everywhere else. So,
if one of them is most likely to be subbed off early, who would you think it'd be? So Mbappe went 83. Messi. You think it's Messi, okay? Because he is coming off
always
an injury.
Messi. Always Messi so far. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
not enough an injury or not, but it feels that, you know, he's the one that gets up in, even if the game is tied, right? So, you know, going with history.
I guess the question is how much does that even matter? You're going to have to make a decision here, what you want to do. I'm looking at the goal odds here. Mbappe, minus 180. Neymar, minus 165. Messi, minus 145. Seems kind of interesting that Neymar is so far ahead of Messi in terms of goal odds, but that's what the odds are telling us.
Messi is not in the penalty list, right? It's like penalties either Mbappe or Neymar. So it's usually Mbappe, I feel. So you probably have the highest scoring. I mean, because of that, because of the penalty kicks, right? But
would you argue that Messi, Mbappe has the most upside between these guys, or are they all pretty similar?
I think they're all pretty similar.
Yeah. Do we have a
decision? I don't know, it's hard.
Yeah, I know. Who do we want? We want two of these three guys, is that correct?
I think so, yes.
We just have to decide which two.
Exactly.
Because if you go Messi, Neymar for the set pieces, and then Mbappe is the one with the hat trick or the brace, and it's Mbappe's still like 50%. Then you're going to be on the losing end there. So and then on the other side of that, if Mbappe, maybe he doesn't score, and these other guys have set pieces and they both score and assist and they reach 30 plus points. So it's kind of like a situation like that where everyone else has to make this decision. So it's going to be, the percentages are going to be kind of interesting to see, you know, who's above the rest. Maybe Messi is, I mean, he is more expensive than them. So maybe, I guess, maybe isn't more popular, but it's just really hard to read, basically.
Yeah, if you want to play the three of them, you have 3,540 for the remainder spot. So, I mean, you could do it, I guess. I don't know. I haven't looked at the bottom of the barrel, but I feel that the one that is usually less popular for DraftKings, it's going to be Mbappe. But, you know, Mbappe being 1,200 less than Messi, those 1,200 might move people towards Mbappe. So I feel that maybe Messi might be the lowest on, even though he's been the safest. So also Neymar and Mbappe have more goal upside, I guess, if you say the PK for that, more time upside. So if I have to pick between the three of them, maybe you go Mbappe, Neymar. I hope that Messi doesn't do it, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, in the high range here, there will be people using Haaland at 10.9K just because of Haaland. It's going against his former team. Yeah, he always has hat-trick upside, but in cash games, it's like, No, probably not. Just doesn't seem like the way to go on this one. I mean, really, for a lot of these Man City guys, like Mahrez, 8,500, Foden, 9,500. Do we want those guys as,
Yeah.
bigger underdog in a tougher matchup, or just, find the extra money to go to the PSG guys? It kind of doesn't make sense, really, to go with any of these other guys up here, like Vinicius, or, I mean, David Neres is outrageously priced at 9K, but.
Yeah. I mean, that is a problem, right? Like I feel, if what you say is right, like PSG hasn't been blowing team off in Champions League. Maccabi Haifa so far has been a worthy opponent, like as worthy as beating Juventus, give it a run for the money. Even PSG, the first match, they Donnarumma have a lot of saves. So perhaps if you, I mean, and for cash, I guess it's just hard to not say PSG, but maybe outside cash, you can go with Mahrez, Di Maria, for example, now that he's back and taking set pieces and having certain upside to say, well, I'm gonna build a lineup that doesn't, that the only one I get killed if it's PSG, if it's PSG is scoring like 4 or 5 goals. Yeah, I mean my internet is terrible, so I'm sorry about that. Let me see if I can. Yeah, I'm just
Yeah,
now
no.
on phone line because the internet went away, so sorry.
Okay.
Let me
Yeah.
just try to change.
Yeah. All right. Can you hear me fine?
Do
Just trying
you
to.
hear me? Do you hear what I said?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's just like there's like a clicking with your audio.
Sorry guys. I'm gonna have to get a bigger subsidy for my internet. Let me see if I can do something about it.
Yeah, I'll just run through the forward list here of the other people we're talking about. If you only want to go one of these PSG guys, and then maybe do like a De Bruyne or something at midfield, that'd be the other move if you only want one PSG guy in this spot. So in that case, you'd probably be going down to the bottom of the barrel. But I mean, we still have. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Maccabi Haifa has been competitive this season. Like they did score in the first meeting. They took 13 shots against PSG in the first meeting. They just beat Juventus. It's been a little different away from home, but I mean, even at Juventus, they took 20 shots. Like this is a team that's just not, they're not sitting back and, accepting the blows kind of thing. They're putting their foot
Yep.
forward. So like they have, I mean, this Dean David here at 3,500, maybe not the craziest thing. We have talked about guys like Khazizah, who is hurt, I believe, and isn't going to be playing. But like Dean David is playing up front. We saw him go 72 minutes against Juventus, had a few shots. I mean, it's just a guy who's basically minimum pricing at forward, who is playing up, and maybe he'll take a couple shots. PSG aren't a Man City type team that they're gonna have 75 plus possession, and the other team is completely getting nothing. So if you want that move of only one of these PSG guys, and then maybe like a De Bruyne or something at midfield, or even if you prefer like Dean David instead of like a cheaper midfielder, I guess that would be. The other option there. So I mean, there are guys here that you can at least
Yeah.
consider in this low range. So to make it affordable to get a few of these high-end guys though.
Yeah, any interest on the Milan guys? I mean, when I say the Milan guys, just Giroud is too expensive, but I mean Rafael Leao doesn't, or Junior Mesias. I'm not sure if any of those are gonna play. I like Rafa, but Benfica Rafa 7,000 is a little bit pricey. Or Sick might be not bad at those prices, but it's just they are kind of intriguing to me. Not Giroud for cash, but for for cash games, I mean, if you can get, let's say De Bruyne at rest and you have Mahrez, which takes most of the corners at the time, and you have, you know, like a cheap Milan forward that is not goal dependent, or maybe Benfica, or maybe Di Maria, right? So those guys are 3,000-4,000 less than PSG, and I mean, with those 8,000, you can build, you know, as you said, you can get a Kevin De Bruyne like, or you can get a somebody from Celtics in their favor, like a, I know O'Reilly might be taking set pieces, or Turnbull, or whoever plays, right? So it might be, if you think that PSG is not going to run the table on Maccabi Haifa, what I mean by that is, like, you know, I mean, the difference between Di Maria and Messi or Di Maria and Neymar is that, you know, one of them might get to 10, 12 points without goals easier, right, Messi. But, you know, if you can get 8 to 10 with Di Maria and then your midfielder is Kevin De Bruyne or Toni Kroos instead of, you know, let's say David Dean or anything like that, well, maybe that's the way to go, right? Which I'm not discounting right now, but it's just you know, mm-hmm. It's just risky, right?
Yeah, Di Maria is still out, so.
Oh, is he out?
Yeah.
I thought he was playing, so. Well, in that case, yeah, it's not going to be them. So, you know, it's hard to find, you know, forwards with floor. It's Di Maria and Mars not playing, but, you know, like the 4,000 discount or 3,000 discount, it really, really helps, so. Mm-hmm. I like Asili, obviously he stars, David Dean. Those guys at the bottom are great, you know. They're safer than the rest of the guys, especially Real Madrid. Leipzig is a game that you might not want to touch at those prices because they're all expensive. Like Nkunku is 8,000, Benzema is 9,000. So, and then, you know, Benfica, well, Rafa doesn't look bad being at home and being favored, but, you know, if you can use those, I mean, if there is a defender you want or a midfielder you want, maybe it's a good idea just go with one. Neymar, I guess, would be the preferred one, and then go with one of those guys. So
I think I'd consider a lot of these Celtic guys, but so I think Jota is still out for them. But, I mean, Abada, Forrest, those guys are too expensive, 7K. Furuhashi is up there. I'd go down. So we have, in this matchup, I guess there is a chance Lassina Traore starts again for Shakhtar. So that's something to look out for. He's 3,900 at Celtic. But you have Zubkov at 5,800 and Maeda at 5,400. Not the worst prices for what should be, you know, a matchup that has goals. Neither back line is really, you know, that great. But that, I mean, if you don't like the Maccabi guys, I guess that's kind of like the other spot that I like. I don't want to play AC Milan guys at Zagreb. It's not my favorite matchup.
Not my favorite either.
What do you think of like Asensio at 7K? Is that still just because it seems like he's going to start with Benzema out again? So
yeah, I'd rather not spend the money there. I'd rather go with David Dean or one of the Celtic guys for 7,000, you know?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to look at, like, the 7K to even 9K range just for cash games. Like, what you, like, these guys aren't providing consistent value or consistent numbers, guaranteed numbers. So it's like, why are you going with them instead of, you know, going down 4 more K to the Maccabi guys? So
exactly, yeah. I'm with you there, so yeah. I definitely like that.
And it's kind of like that is, at least in cash games, that maybe it's the only move here because we got the Maccabi guys way down here. And then you got Traore, and there's not really much else below 5K that is reasonable. So
yeah,
kind of puts us in a hole here of what we want to do. PSG and Maccabi guys, so it's, I guess we'll have to decide if you want to play De Bruyne at 9,300 at Borussia Dortmund, it still does not seem like. So would you rather play De Bruyne for 1K less than these PSG guys, or still would you rather PSG guys?
No, I'd rather go PSG than De Bruyne. So that is a problem. Like, it feels that, you know, it's just, it's hard. Like, when I look at the midfielders, right, like, I see the high price one. I mean, I would like to be able to play De Bruyne, but again, you know, I don't know if he's going to play full match. I'm not sure if he's going to give me the upside I need. I mean, he probably does, but, I mean, feels better to go, like, all the way down to O'Reilly. I mean, is Turnbull 9,000? This is ridiculous. Yeah, so we hope that O'Reilly plays instead of Turnbull, right?
Are you on O'Reilly though? I can't play O'Reilly. I played him.
It's hard, right? At 4,900, it's not an easy play either.
Who did I? Maybe I did get the 10 points in that first Shakhtar matchup. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. No, I don't know. Well, I guess he's not terrible. Like looking at his numbers, but I guess he's not bad. All right, 4,900. This is like the Joao Moutinho play. So
yeah, if he was 4,000, would be much better, right? If he was, I'm looking at this list. I mean, obviously, if you kind of, I mean, I don't think you're gonna be able to afford the Kevin De Bruyne. Then Szoboszlai, not interested in Carlos Soler, neither. Joao Mario, neither. I don't think any of these guys. I kind of look into the first one. I look in is Kostic. I don't know what you think. I mean, if he's playing like a wing back, you know, Juventus needs to win. I like Kostic at 6,600. What do you think about this guy? Because there's Kostic here, there is Cruz, there is Grealish, there is Modric. The shark type Modric. I think that's the way you say it. At this range of 6,000, any of those you like better than the other?
I don't think you go above that really, unless you're playing like the De Bruyne route. There's no reason to even go higher than that. So, yeah, I'd say it's in this range here. I mean, we do have two midfielders to decide from. So, like you said, if you're in the 6K range, it's going to be Kroos or Mudrik here. That's a tough one because Mudrik probably has the better matchup, but I don't believe he has set pieces. Kroos did play over the weekend, I want to say. He did go 90 over the weekend, so.
Oh, so he's not going to play. Let's see.
I mean, he has been going a lot. Like, he went, so La Liga had midweek last week. He went 80 midweek, so he's gone. Basically going back to last Champions League, he's gone 90, 90, 80, 90. So it does seem kind of like a stretch that he'll be getting 90 in this one. So that's something to consider.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, I guess if he starts, he gets 90 unless the game is done. But, you know, at that price, a live sip. I mean, I like definitely like Kostic. I think Kostic is it's a good play. O'Reilly will be all right. I mean, is Cuadrado going to play, I guess, since Di Maria is not going to play?
I misspoke. I guess Mudrik does split set pieces. He must take left-sided corners. So that's not too bad right there.
No. Is Cuadrado defender? I'm not sure if he's defender or forward or midfield.
He hasn't been playing up. It'd be they've been 3-5-2 the last couple matches, so he's been playing on the wing. But he has actually been taking corners again, actually, compared to from what we last talked about, because for a couple slates he was off of corners, but now he's taking corners the last three. And he's splitting corners, it seems like, with Kostic.
That's what I saw.
Okay, so that's relevant. But yeah, I mean, 6,100, he's another guy, it's in play. But are you going to have, I guess you could have the money for two of these 6K midfielders. But yeah, you're basically going to be, you can't spend up at defender.
That's a good point. But the problem is, like, I mean, I go through the list, and after O'Reilly is a tough pool to find.
I think, I mean, Lubicic can be in the consideration.
Yeah, I like Brahim Diaz too, if he starts, obviously.
I don't like him, so.
Well, I mean, I think I don't like him as a person, I guess, but I don't like any of these guys.
I just think if he starts, like, he's been injured, he's not going to be, he'll probably play 60 minutes. Like, those guys are getting, those guys are subbed pretty often, so.
Yeah, I like Lubicic. I think it's not bad. It just depends who plays, right? Like, you know, I guess that's when, you know, the chat and RotoWire when Linus come out is gonna prove their value when, you know, people go there and see any of these guys under 5,000. Some of them might be nice. Like, I don't know if McGregor is gonna play. I think, you know, maybe Lubicic. I don't know. I don't want Tonali or Bennacer, but, you know, maybe that's what you end up with. I don't see much down here without speculating that they're going to start or not, or you know, because, I can recommend Dani Ceballos, but the chances of he starting are pretty low, right? So.
Yeah, what about Tchouaméni or Camavinga here? Camavinga's 3,200. Modric is out, so.
Yeah.
And with Kroos in there, I mean, those guys could be set for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're at Leipzig, so it's not like the best situation.
Yeah, I mean, Camavinga doesn't look bad, or Lucas, right? How much is Lucas? I think he's going to play right back. I don't know. I mean, Real Madrid lineup is going to be interesting for sure.
I guess in this spot, why not just go Vitinha for a massive favorite, 3,300?
Yeah, good point. Or Weston McKennie. I mean, he hasn't been perfect, but if he's going to play like a 4-4-2 winger, you know.
I don't know. Do you trust, like, Juventus right now and then playing at Benfica?
No, obviously,
I just don't.
I don't trust them, but I like the prices and I like the motivation, right? Obviously, if we're right or wrong, that's a good point. But, you know, I can guess Camavinga seems like a, you know, decent bet, or Vitinha definitely a decent bet. So, yeah, I guess it's, people just have to, you know, if you get down to this decision, you're going to have to pick one of these eligible bachelors here. So,
one of these eligible bachelors, yes.
Yeah, you're going to give the rose to someone. Let's see if you get it right. Anyhow, but...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, so let's bring in Defender to this conversation. So would you rather play like two of these 6K guys or one of the 6K guys with a cheaper midfielder with a Theo Hernandez, with Cancelo at 5,800? I guess that's kind of what we're looking at. Would you rather play the Cruz and Mudrick, or the Cuadrado, Mudrick, Cruz, or Cancelo, Hernandez? What do you think?
I like Hernandez over Cruz. I'm not a big fan of Cancelo in this match. I mean, obviously Cancelo is great, but considering that Sergio Gomez got red card in the last match, right? So he's going to play on the left back, which is, I mean, Cancelo has been good on the other side of the field, but I feel that he's a little bit less upside. I mean, that's just me. Not a bad price though for 5,800. I mean, I think I like Kostic first if you can. I like Theo Hernandez second and Cuadrado third. I would like those three guys if you can afford them at the 6,000 range. I would put Cancelo a little bit under that, but for under 6 grand.
Wait, it's not who is bad. Your first option?
Kostic. I like Kostic a lot.
Philippe Kostic?
Yeah, as a midfielder, as a 6,600.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, midfielder.
Yeah, like, you compare like the 6,000 guys. So, you know,
yeah, I guess
Cruz
we didn't mention him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I like, I don't know, like everything else. Like Grimaldo hasn't done it lately.
It seems like it's probably better to go with the 6K midfielders than the 6K defenders.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's my thoughts, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Greg Taylor. He plays, right? He's 5,000, but...
Yeah, in that spot, you can also go Jurinovic. That's one of the guys probably going to plug in. He's 4,300.
Yeah, I like Jurinovic for sure. I'm not sure if Florenzi is going to play. I don't know who's going to be the right back of Milan. Might be value in there.
Kalulu, is it Calabria? I think Kalulu's been starting there. He's 3K.
Oh, that'd be good. Good play. Yeah, I'm sure going to be very popular if he plays. If he's Calabria, I don't know how much is Calabria. I can see it now.
Yeah, he must have been. This must have been the last slate this happened because he was. I think he was 2,500, and he was very popular. I guess he's 3,100. I think it was him though. He was really popular just because he was playing right back, and a lot of people went to that against Chelsea, and like he had, I think 1.6 points. So,
yeah.
I mean, you go for him because he's cheap, but I don't know. If he's gonna give you more than 3 points. Without a clean sheet.
Yeah, it's the same situation with Bernat, right? It seems that Bernat is playing a lot now. He can give you 4 or 5 points, I guess, but for 3,400, so if he starts, so I don't know if it's going to be Nunes or Bernat, but UEFA has Bernat, so I just feel obligated to talk about him. So
yeah, I doubt Nuno is going to start. He's just coming back from an injury himself, so... that's why Bernat
has
been
starting.
Yeah,
so it might be Bernat. Bernat is going to be really popular for sure.
Yeah, 3,400. Lock him in.
Yeah. So you can do some two cheap defense. I mean, you can do Bernat, Balotelli or Juranovic, which is one of those. Instead of like, I mean, I like Theo Hernandez, obviously. You know, you can consider him like a utility midfielder. So in that case, you can get two guys on the 6,000 range and get your Mbappes, Messi's and Neymar, right? So
it's still a difficult roster to put together if you're still going with a couple of, like 6K midfielders.
It is tough. It is really tough.
Yeah, otherwise a defender, there's not really a ton.
Yeah.
Just like we have the Jurinovic, we have the Bernat. Those guys will be pretty popular. You always have the Manchester City guys. We'll see which one of them is going to be playing fullback. That kind of changes every match. So
Yeah. That changes. Shakhtar guys, they are, I mean, I'm not sure who's going to play. Not much there. We haven't seen much there.
3,200. I guess Canapli is another option at fullback.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not.
The Zagreb guys, I'm not sure if you want any of them being at home. I mean, the numbers are not pretty good. I mean, Moharami seems great, but he's not played much. So, yeah. Again, one more point to sell the RotoWire chat. You know, 1 hour before lineups, it's going to be flaming. There's a lot of untapped value that we can see now as we see the lineups.
Flaming. All right, so you got to think. All right, so 52% clean sheet odds for PSG. Donnarumma's 5,900. It's really hard to get up to him unless you either do, you either use two PSG forwards or you use one and then you use Donnarumma. You go down to Donnarumma and get the safe. But I mean, I don't even know if I trust those clean sheet odds. To be honest, but are you spending up at goalkeeper? Or are you finding a way to spend?
I don't think I can. I don't think I'm going to be able to.
Yeah, I think there's the one. Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's too risky. I mean, Ederson or even Courtois. I mean, all those guys, Milan guys. Those guys can concede goals all the time. So it doesn't feel there is much upside there. I'd rather go play the American at Maccabi Haifa. So he might go to the World Cup, right? So I'm not sure if he's going to call him, but
yeah, Cohen, is this if he keeps Messi scoreless, is he going to make the roster? Is that what happens?
Maybe, you know, like, I mean, all the rest of the goalies are not playing. I think Ethan Horvath is the only one playing, right? But
I probably won't take the Cohen route. You just look at what he's done outside of that Juventus match. It was, you know, three or four saves, allowed a few goals. It just doesn't seem like this is a repeat of whatever it was a few weeks ago where guys were making 10 saves and allowing two goals. I don't think this is a repeat. I think the play
it's a pair, PSG needs to win, right? So
yeah.
If we don't think they're going to score, I mean, it just depends, right? Like what story you tell you. Which one do you like? Do you like the Juventus guys better? Which is your guy? Tell me your guy.
I like Livakovic, home against AC Milan.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. I think Milan struggles, so.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that the odds are like this.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess 1.68 for, I don't know, 1.68 for AC Milan does seem kind of high to me. This isn't a walkover matchup.
I like the under there too. I know
I believe Zagreb beat Chelsea in their home match 1-0, and then there was 1-1 against Salzburg. So they've allowed. Yeah, they've allowed one goal in two home matches right now. So,
yeah, I like the under there. I like Livakovic, which is not bad. I like it. I feel, that probably more save upside on Cohen, but, you know, at this time, if I had the money, I think you sold it to me. I think I will go with your choice instead of my choice.
Good. I'm always right on that. So, thanks for
No. Oh man! Anything else? I mean, anything else that you just any goalkeeper? I just feel lukewarm about it. Like, just don't really want to play the position, honestly.
No, it's not really pretty because you have these away favorites near the top, and then you got PSG and like Celtic and Benfica right there. It's like, I don't really want to spend on those guys. So,
yeah.
So who am I going to play at utility? Because all I'm left with is about 3,500 here. Who should I go with?
3,500, dear Lord. Has to be a defender. Let me see.
Oh, wait, it's going to be Vitinha. That's what it's going to be.
I will go Camavinga. I think Camavinga looks good.
You like Camavinga or Vitinha?
Yeah, I think those, some of those guys.
It's going to be. You said that. Yeah, it just makes sense to get as much PSG as possible and kind of go from there, because that's what people are going to do. Like, Bernat could be, like, over 50% in cash games.
Yeah.
At 3,400, starting fullback on the biggest favorite.
I agree, man. This seems, like, pick your poison on their 3,500. I mean, Camavinga seems good. I don't know who else. I mean, not even defenders are. I'm not sure if there is any defender on 30 something that I would like to play.
No. Just Bernat, Kalulu. I don't want to play Kalulu either, so. Yeah. Or you just go for a center back goal. That's always fun.
Always fun. Go with.
Until they don't score and commit four fouls.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, so
put your American lineup there. You put Cohen, Carter Birkers. You put Weston McKennie.
Good luck with that.
You know, Gio, it feels itself up.
Gio Reyna in here. Yeah.
Gio Reyna, he stars. Yeah. I'm not sure he does. But
there you go. Easy.
Easy. Easy take money, guys. Money. As usual. Just don't like to listen, guys. You just listen to us.
All right. Let's say PSG only get three goals, and none of Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, none of those guys get more than 20 points. The goals and assists are spread out. So in that situation, so this lineup, we're going to fade PSG. That's the idea here. Where do we go? What's the move if you fade PSG? Do you go Man City or do you look somewhere else?
I will go. I mean, I like Man City, Mahrez. I mean, if De Bruyne doesn't play, I think Mahrez is good. Mahrez, Grealish.
Mahrez? Come on. No. Get out of here, Mahrez.
Grealish on those plays.
Mahrez went 45 minutes, I think, over the week, and it did nothing. I don't think he's going to start because clearly Pep didn't like what he saw from him.
Well, or maybe he's just saving him for it. But I agree. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Grealish is also, you know, at that price, not bad. I think I'm going to do what you do. I feel there are goals on the Benfica-Juventus match. I don't know what side they're going to be. No, but I'm going to do what you usually do. No, you haven't said that. I'm going to say that I think there is a good side, good chance of the over on the Benfica-Juventus. And I like the Juventus crosser guy. So I will put Kostic, I will put Cuadrado, and maybe, why not get Vlahovic in there? Get Rafa, get Joe Mario. So you have a bunch of 7,000 guys that might ring the bell.
Yeah, I'm looking at the table, Group H. Basically, Juventus need to win their next two matches. So the thought is they're just gonna go for it. So that makes sense. I'm not expecting goals. You said under in the Zagreb Milan match. We know about PSG. I think there could be goals in Celtic, Shakhtar, Leipzig, or Madrid will be interesting. Did Leipzig's new manager play? Was he managing when those teams met earlier this season? Let me check.
I don't think so. It was.
Yeah, it might have been.
What's his name? Nagelsmann or Tedesco? I forgot who is the new one. Who was it? The previous one.
Where are we looking?
It was the other manager.
Yeah, it was back in September. So.
Yeah, it was Tedesco. I think Tedesco was. It's like a musical chairs, these guys. My NFL.
Where am I looking here? All right, well, whatever. But they lost 2-0.
Yeah.
In a pretty defensive match, so.
Okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I don't. I think Leipzig, I mean, if Real Madrid doesn't have much to play, right? So, well, they do.
They're 4 points above a Leipzig right now.
Yeah.
Shakhtar are in five, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that, I mean, just as, I mean, if the prices were more reasonable, like, you know, it just feels that I'd rather play a 6,000 Cuadrado or Kostic over 7,000, 8,000 Szoboszlai, but what do I know? At this point, I'm making GPPs, lineups, and just clicking.
Just going with it.
Yeah, I don't know. Would anything you like? I like the Celtic Shakhtar match also. I mean, those Juventus or Juventus Benfica and Celtic Shakhtar, maybe a combination of the home teams, a Celtic and Benfica, it's the winning combo, right? Like, I like Juventus, but Juventus hasn't done much. In fact, it was embarrassing against Maccabi Haifa away from home, so... So maybe Benfica also, Benfica's been great. So, you know, maybe go Benfica to put the final nail on that Juventus coffin and maybe get Celtic, trust the odds and get Celtic, because Shakhtar doesn't play defensively. They're an open team. So
Celtic are basically playing with house money. They're on, they're on 1 point. So there's really, I mean, there is a chance, but there's kind of no chance of them to.
Yeah, there's a chance for Europa. That's all they have, and they have.
Yeah, there's. I mean, there's still 4 points below Shakhtar right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd look at something. I'd be interested in something like Mudryk and Zubkov or whoever starts up front for Shakhtar, and then maybe.
Yeah, Lassina Traore seems like a good guy. Brings good memories when he's in again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then maybe someone from that Celtic match. And then, really, who's going to be... I mean, just because of how popular the PSG guys are, like, a lot of these guys are not going to be very popular. Yep. Like, Haaland isn't going to be as popular as usual. So,
yeah.
He kind of makes sense in tournaments, just because we have these PSG guys who are all going to be, you know, pretty high percentages. And then... throw in Haaland, like, there's going to be so many other guys who are, you know, sub 10%. Like,
yeah.
Like, even if, like, you think this Leipzig Real Madrid match, that match has a few goals in it, like, anyone in that game, really, you could get for sub 10%. Now, even, like, Vinicius, probably sub 10%. So.
Yeah, also, let's see what happened in the other match. An early match, the Sevilla match, right? Because Sevilla, who is the other team?
Playing in
Copenhagen,
the early match.
Right?
Yeah, Sevilla, yeah, Copenhagen.
If Sevilla wins, this put a little bit of pressure on Dortmund on try to keep up with Man City. But if Sevilla and Copenhagen tie, I mean, they're done, right? So Dortmund is done, Man City is done. So it feels like, hey, maybe more open game that, you know, Dortmund tried to at least get a point, right? So
you think they just start coming out attacking Man City, that kind of a thing?
I don't know, man. Man City, I mean, if he's good, I mean, just Man City has been such a steamroller, it's just tough.
Yeah, and the other early match is Chelsea Salzburg. So I guess that probably doesn't change much because Milan and Zagreb are both on 4 points. They still both have, you know, plenty to play for, so.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. You got any other thoughts on this one?
No, guys. Good luck. And, you know, good luck. I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, what else? I don't know who's going to be right. You look for value, guys. Look for value. Look for those home teams and look on the 3,000 to 4,000. And those guys are going to allow you to play and to play good guys. So, you know, just scroll down. Scroll down and go to the chat. It's going to be flaming.
Wait, we didn't... I got a mention here. Or just bring up. So, in the 3,500 question, Dean David. We got. Can't forget about Dean David. So, we got that on there, too. Would you prefer Vitinha or Dean David? What do you think?
I've seen Dean or Dean David. It was awesome. So, hey.
Dean David, double D.
Double D. I think it's good. How much is John Stones? I think he's going to play right back.
3,800.
So suspense for?
Yeah, he's coming. I mean, he's coming off a muscle injury too, so I'd be worried about a possible 90 there.
Yeah, maybe they put Ake at or Ake, I don't know how to say it, a left back and Cancelo right back. Who knows what Pep's gonna do? Sergio Ramos is 2,800. Can he find his old self form?
He will.
Yeah. Who knows, right?
All right,
guys. I got nothing else to say.
Yeah, you know, me.
It is what it is. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everyone. Rotowire.com/soccer trial. You get this cheat sheet that we've been using. You can find Luis at Patrick Goal on Twitter. I'm at Roto's Adroik, and we're going to, you know, take in some winnings with this. We're going to get a Mudryk goal. We're going to get I haven't decided on my Celtic guy here. Maybe Abada, Furuhashi, one of those guys to score. So we're going to get those goals. Full fade of Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe. And if they all score more than 30, then you know it was.
It doesn't matter.
You know the net. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There we go, Luis. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. If they score the points, it's going to be end up to whoever played the better 3,500, which is going to be double D brace.
Yeah, double D brace. There we go.
That it is.
Definitely David using D, him.
Yep. We're in.
All right. We'll see everyone for Wednesday's show. That'll probably be late Tuesday night, the show after dark. But thanks for watching. See you tomorrow, Luis. Good luck, everyone.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.